Shosmoira Rabbeisai. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers very much for giving me this opportunity to explain briefly a few of the inyonim involved with and the problems involved with the taking of medication on Pesach, and perhaps put things into a little bit of a perspective. The story really starts with a Mishnah in Psochim, the beginning of Perek Kol Shor. The Mishnah says, Kol Shor Shemuta Le'echel, for the whole time you're allowed to eat yourself, obviously, Machi Le'Behema, Le'Chai Le'Oifer, so Moich Le'Mochri. Muta Bahanosa. Ovazmane, once the time has passed, it's now Osa Bahanosa. So the Gemara asks, obviously, if you're no longer, it says Kol Shor Shemuta Le'Echel, Machi Le'Behema, if you're allowed to muta banosa, so obviously if you're allowed to feed your animal, obviously it's going to be, it must be that it's muta banosa. Feeding an animal is an example of banosa. That's the kasha of the Gemara, and the Gemara answers lo tzricha shechorchei kodim zmane. We're talking about the case where the chometz was made inedible before the zmana isa, and it goes according to Rava. Rava says chorcho kodim zmane. Muta b'hanoa fi lachaz man. The chometz which became inedible before the zman issa is muta b'hanoa even after that time. So we see from there, from that gemara, that there's a question of having hanoa from chometz which has become inedible before the time issa, and we say that you're allowed to have hanoa from that chometz after that. So the Rang says, why does the Gemara say, surely, the question is, if the chometz has become inedible before the time of Issa, and now we're and now after the time of Issa it's totally inedible, why is it only muta b'hanor? Surely it should be, we say anything in the veil shein royal again, something which is inedible, should be muta in any case. So the Rang says, tak, it's not only muta b'hanor, you could even eat, if you wanted to eat something which was basically inedible, you'd be allowed to. There's no problem with eating it. And the only reason why the Gemara says Muta B'Hanor, because that's the way it would normally be, unlikely to want to eat something like that. However, the Rosh, and really this Rosh is the key to much of the questions of tablets on Pesach, the Rosh is the real key to this, the same very, very well known Rosh. The Rosh says, the low Mistaba, it's not Mistaba that it should be Muta to eat chometz, which is inedible. Even though we've got normally a principle of botla data eitel kolodom, that means normally where something eats something that is inedible, his data is negated as far as anybody else is concerned. We don't take any notice of him. He wants to go and eat something which is totally not edible. That's fine as far as you're concerned. Miu kiven, in this case, in comments on paper, kiven's ihu ka ochele osa. Since he himself eats it, it becomes osa. That's the Lashon of the Rosh, and this is what the well-known principle of Akshrei, that means that where, on Pesach, there's a special Chumrah according to the Rosh, but even though normally we say Botla Da'at Eitel Kolodron, and normally a person goes out his way and eats something which really is not edible, it's Mutter, but Pesach, there's the Issa D'Rabbanon of Akshrei, that you yourself, by the fact that you eat it, it shows you attached the Chashivas to the food that you're eating, and therefore it's forbidden to eat it on Pesach, eat food that has become inedible. Now, it's well known that when we talk about tablets on Pesach, it's well known that there's a heter of the Chaznish. The Chaznish is a well-known heter, which we're going to mention in a moment. Before we mention this heter, the Chaznish, it's interesting to have one small hakdama. And that is that there's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Mem Beis, it says the Shulchan Aruch talks about chometz which shenis apesh kodesh mani sura nistol machilas kelev mutzal kaim on the Pesach. Chometz which became inedible before the mani sura, and it's nistol machilas inedible, and it's nistol machilas kelev. That means it's so inedible that even a dog wouldn't eat it. It's mutzal kaim on the Pesach. And the Ran asks, and that's this is based on the Gemara. The Ran asks there, why is it only if it's nisal me'achilas kelev? Even if it will be nisal me'achilas odom, there's a principle of neveila she'en ruil again, something which is not even possible for a person to eat is muta. So why is chometz which became nisal? Why do we say dafke nisal me'achilas kelev? the famous principle in Pesach, in Hilchos Pesach, Kivim Deroy Lachamea Boisis Acheres. That something which is Nifta Matzilat Odom is forbidden to eat it on Pesach because it's fitting, it's possible that it will be used to make other things comets. As yeast in itself, yeast which comes from comets in itself is totally inedible, but since it's fitting to make other things comets, it's awesome. Now, that is a din of chometz which is nifta machilas odom. Chometz which is nifta machilas kelev is not roi lachamea beisus acheres. If you've got chometz which is nifta machilas odom be'en, not mixed with anything else, then it will be forbidden on Pesach because it's roi lachamea beis. But chometz which is nifta machilas kelev, by definition, once it's nifta machilas kelev, it can't make anything else chometz anymore. Can't make do the post with chometz, and therefore it would be permitted. And then, this is what the Chazanish bases himself. Chazanish, worth mentioning his Lashon, he says quite clearly, tabloid refuah, tablets which are taken for refuah, shem urav bohen kemat, in which flour is mixed in them, im ein urav bohen mayim, there's no water in it, and it's only made payas, im ein shem chashash chomet, there's no chomet at all. And if there's water mixed into it, then it's a question of chomet nature. And then the Chazanish says, im ein urovim, idvorim she'enan ru'uyim achilas odom, if the tablets are mixed together with, for example, a starch or something that the starch of the tablet, the chometz in the tablet is mixed together with the actual ingredient, which in most tablets that you just swallow, the actual ingredient of the tablet is something very bitter. Anybody's ever tried biting into a penicillin tablet, or anybody's tried biting into a paracetamol tablet, will know that they are absolutely disgusting to the taste. Therefore, certainly nifsal me'achilas odom, ein mishum chometz, kiven nifsal me'achilas odom. Given the eshel hafrid hakemet, there's two things. First of all, you can't separate the flour, the starch, from the actual ingredients totally mixed in. So you'll no way when you will you be tasting any starch, it'll be totally mixed in with the chometz. The gam ain't a roy lachamea, and it's also not roy. It's not fitting to be mechamea once in such a stage of tarugas. Even though normally something which is nisamechilas odom, we're worried that maybe it can be chamea something and make something else mechamea. But obviously the starch that's been mixed into a tablet, mixing with inedible ingredients, is certainly not going to be able to be fit to make anything else chometz. And says the Chazanish, mutu leboil on the Pesach l'refuah, and you'll be allowed to swallow them on Pesach l'shem refuah. And even though the Maisi says the Chazanish, and this is that it's much about achronim, and it's actually based on the Rosh that we quoted before, that to eat kamin lachatchila, which is nisam echilas odom Pesach. And even nifsal me'achilas kelev, we said before, according to the Rosh, is nifsal it's also to eat it on Pesach mitam shalei mikomokam alidat say taruvas she'or devorim. In a case where the actual ingredient is not chometz, the actual ingredient of the tablet, the penicillin or the paracetamol or anything else you might be taking is not chometz. There's nothing chometz about that. The only thing that's chometz is the actual flour or the starch that's mixed into it. So therefore, there's no. Therefore, even though normally the Rosh would say that if you eat some starch, you eat some flour, which is not royal achila, it'll be awesome mitam achshavei. But here, kivan the data el asamin, the person has not got any intention, not interested at all in the starch. The starch happens to be a binder that is there to make the tablets mamoshes and give it a shame of a tablet, but he's got no interest in it. Therefore, the normal chashash of achshavei that would normally apply to chometz, which is not royal achina, when it's not royal achilas olam, when it's not royal achilas kelev, will not apply to tablets on Pesach, because, according to the Chazanish, because data ala samim and not on the chometz. Now, this is very, very interesting, because it would come out from this Chazanish that tablets which are not royal achila, where the only problem with them is the starch, that is the mixing, that is the binder, they are permitted. What, however, would the Chazanish say about the tablet where the actual ingredient itself, the actual tablet itself, the actual medicament itself is chometz? Now, you might say this is not such a shchiach big thing, it's not so common that you'll have that. The main case where this does arise, and this is one of the problems that come up time and time again every year on Pesach, is the problem with, for example, vitamins. Now, vitamins particularly have traditionally got a certain chashash that they are derived from chometz. It's not clear and it's very difficult to be mevarech, but there are certainly some vitamins, particularly vitamin C, vitamin B, where it could well be that the actual vitamin itself is at least the chashash of chometz has been derived originally from chometz. Now here, the het of the Chazanish wouldn't apply, because the Chazanish was only makel, because he said, your data, you're not interested where the starch. What about where the actual Chometz, the actual medicine itself is Chometz, the actual medicament. However, there's Ksav Sofer, and there's the Yad Avraham, and more recently the Igros Moshe is very clear, Tshuva and Igros Moshe, where they say, all of them say quite clearly, and the Igros Moshe puts it very, very clearly, that in the same way as there's no actually, like the Chazon Ish, there's no actually because Da'at Ala Samin, he says by definition, if you're taking something for Rufua purposes, you're not taking, it's not when a person swallows a vitamin tablet. It's true that it may, he's interested in swallowing tablet in order that it should give him the strength or whatever the vitamin is supposed to do or not to do. But the fact of the matter is that still, he's not much of it as a food. He's much of it as a tablet. And therefore, the principle of actually, even though normally we say a person for some shagas would take a bit of chometz that is totally not royal achila, and he would swallow it, then by definition the fact he's swallowing it shows that he's much of it as an achila, like the Rosh says, but the Rosh wouldn't apply, says the Igros Moshe quite clearly, would not apply to something where you're taking it for a food. He's not being much of it as a food, he's just being much of it as a medicine. And therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, there would be no problem even, or at least it would certainly be mutter to use tablets that even where they actually ingredient themselves. And this would be where, in cases of possibly of necessity, where one would want to or need to take a vitamin tablet, this is one of the ways in which there's a possibility of being made. Now, there's one interesting point that everything that we've said until now about actually applies on the principle of we're talking about where we're discussing whether the food itself is not royal achila. There's a fine difference actually between. There's another halacha which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei Sim Kufman Hay, and that is the din of an achila shaloi kedera hanosei. That means that you can have a food that actually is perfectly edible, and if you, for example, but you eat it in a normal way, that, in an abnormal manner. For example, there we talk about chalev. Chalev chai, yeah, chalev is actually edible itself. If you treat chalev in the right way, it's edible. However, a person who's gemea chalev chai, swallowed chalev chai, and that's got a din of achila shaloi kedera hanosei. Now, everything we've been saying up to now has nothing to do with achila shaloi kedera hanosei. We've been discussing as far as the etzem food itself not being edible. That heter is what we've been discussing up to now. And according to that, according to the, and that's where the problem of achila comes about, and that's what we've discussed up to now. There is a point to remember that even if you'd be worried about achila, that far as there still would be with many tablets, the fact that it's not a normal way of eating food, may be that it's also a din of achila shaloi kederach hanosei. And the Shach says, mutar lahakel chola she'ein b'sakona dvorim shaloi kederach hanosei. You are allowed to feed. We've talked about during the year, no different comments for the rest of the year. If a person needs the food that is forbidden, if he had it in a way that is related to Hanosa, then the Shach is maker and says, "Ochayle she'ein b'sakana will be muta." However, that once we start going into that chiluk and talk about related to Hanosa, we have the problem that would only apply to Ochayle she'ein b'sakana. The Shach wouldn't help us, for example, for somebody who's taking a paracetamol tablet because he's got a headache, and Michush Ba'alma, he's not a Chayla Shein B'Sakon. It wouldn't help for tablets that are taken, and tablets are taken very often by people who are not Chayla Shein B'Sakon, not even Chayla Shein B'Sakon. So therefore, the heter of Shalei Kederach HaNosei is a heter in tablets on Pesach, but not a heter that will apply to apply to people who are not cholim at all. Now, she'ain came the problem of Achshavei, if we've got the heter of the Chazon Ish or the heter of Moshe Feinstein, that will apply, that it may be a chilek, even a person to cholim she'ain by sakona, even a person who's got a headache or whatever, it's perfectly all right for him to take a tablet because he's having it because the actual chomet in there itself is not roi lachila. It's an important chilek to bear in mind. That there is a chiluk between she'ein royal achila and achila shaloi kederach hanosei. This is the first chiluk, and this chiluk is very important as far as tablets are concerned. And the truth of the matter is, in practicalities, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to dealing with tablets, that's the easiest part of my job, because tablets themselves, as we say, are mostly rove, not royal achila, and even if there are certain tablets that do contain wheat starch, even though it's actually in the sea is fairly rare nowadays, there are still certain tablets that contain wheat starch or other certain ingredients that might be derived from comets. We've got the Chazanish to be selling at home, we've got the Ramosha Science Fund to be selling at home, which is very, very strong heterim indeed. Where the real problems arise, and these are the problems that come up time and time again, year after year, and very hard to find solutions for, are the liquid types of medicines, which are by no means, can one say, they're inedible. Children's medicines, syrups, and things like that. And unfortunately, they do contain ingredients that have a potential to be chometz, ingredients like glucose, syrup, ingredients like sorbitol, which have the potential to be chometz. It's hard to check in and be mavara, check deep into detail and be mavara what the source of these ingredients are. One is also down to relying often on firms, and there's another problem which I'm not going to go into now. To what extent can you rely on the aidus of Nochrim as far as what the sources are? Even if they, with the best intentions, mean well, but it's often there's a lot of confusion, and it's a lot of work to try and be Malara and sort this out. And if one would like to find some way of being Mekel, at least in cases of necessity, even where you've got a liquid medicine that contains these potentially ingredients which have the potential to be a chashash comet. So obviously, where a child, for example, or a person who can't swallow tablets in the normal way, needs to have a medication, obviously the best would be, the best aid is, if one could take a tablet and grind it up and put it in some jam or something like that and get around and not have to use a liquid medicine at all. But what about where this is not a possibility? Is there any way of being makel about an ingredient like, say, glucose or sorbitol, which would be, let's say they would be derived from comets? So of course one can try and be mavara, and what I do practically is at least to try and try my best and find a few firms that at least claim that that it's not that there is not from comets. But even then, it would be nice to have some other sniff, some other something else to be sonich on. So there is one sniff, and I'm saying this as what we call a sniff alma. This is not by any means a blanket means of heter, but there is a principle of mishtameh. That means that where you have something which was offered, this is not anything particularly only to do with chometz on Pesach. This applies to the whole year round. It applies to Isurim. It was a problem. There was a question of whether, for example, it applies to something like glycerine, which at one time used to be very largely made from chaylev and from fat, animal fat. But it's discussed by the posting as far as glucose is concerned as well on Pesach. That means something which was osa, and a process has been done to it to change it and make it into a dollar hamusa. And it's very interesting to keep an eye into it a little of it, with a few more in it. So the story of Mishtame starts actually with a Rosh in Brochus. The Rosh in Brochus, which quotes the Gemara, says, Omar Abchistal Hamug Moritz Kulon Mavarechen Aleyen Boyas. On mugma, on a certain spice, one makes berat mitzvah. Chut min mushtet, apart from this mush, which is a exudate from an animal, the min chayahi shemorchen olel boirei minei b'tzom. The Rosh says, yesh oimrim shahamush kuzeach chay, from an exudate from an animal, a deer actually, v'nochem yoyte, shachar yedua shiyesh lach hatutaros b'tzavor, it's got certain like boils in its neck, miskabit shchom tchile ke'en dam, something like blood gathers in that boil, v'achach choyze menas mush, and it changes into mush. And the Rosh quotes the opinion of two Rishonim, the Rav Halevi, who is the Bal Hamor, he was oyser, l'oklem in nechashash dam, the Rav Rabbeinu Yoina, Pirish the Esher Litein Boitam Hatir Lema, the Pirish of Alma, it's only something that comes away, it's not the actual part of the animal at all. Afa Pisha Mitchil HaYadam, and even though he's assuming that it was blood in the first place, Loich HaShinanach, we're not worried about this, the Bosa Hashta Azlinon, we go after what it is now, Shahari Hadvash, he gives an example, saying if you've got honey, in Nofal Boi Chaticha Shal Isra, bits of Isra fall into honey, Vavagash Isra Nimuach, Besoich Hadvash, and the Issa, the meat, for example, falls into something, comes totally mixed into the honey, given to Derech Hadrash. How this works in Metzias, I don't know, but it's as far as the halacha is, it's very important. The Rosh understood that since the way of honey is lahachvi hadol hanofer asech dvash, k'moy dvash tainin and we treat it like dvash, umus and nefer it's mutar. Hochanami, avo bishem itchilo yadam, since this was bad, kivin di yot mitar asam, bosa hashta azlinam. Avo bishem noisim tam mishrach betashin, even if it's got a good taste, it still would be mitted because it's totally changed. Now, this will help us possibly help us in the case of chometz derivatives as well, because it's certain. In fact, it's interesting because when I've spoken to certain firms and pinpointed certain ingredients, maltitol, for example, which is in certain liquid medicines, and I asked them, find out for me, can you find out what your source is? They came back to me and said, well, what the source of this is. So they came back to me and said, yes, it is originally derived possibly from a wheat source, but don't worry about it, because you don't have to worry about it. They said, there's no worry anybody's allergic to wheat or anything like that, and even worry about it, because it's so totally changed. There's no mamoshes of wheat. Certainly anybody who's got a gluten allergy or anything like that will not have anything to worry about, because it's so totally changed. So two things come out of that are very interesting notes. Firstly, if you see that something is gluten-free, free from gluten or whatever it is, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's free from chometz as such, or at least free from any chashash of chometz. However, on the other hand, it's certainly clear that a large change has taken place in something that has been made in that way, and therefore maybe Alpi, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh brings down, and the other Rishonim who also learn the same way, there would be a heter for using it. Now, as I say, I'm have to be very, very guarded with this heter, because it's not a heter that one can rely on willy-nilly, and certainly there's a very great discussion amongst Poskim. It's very difficult to be mavara and to be clear how far the changes that are described in the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh that we described here, in how far those changes fit in to the changes that that we're describing for our ingredients here. And one certainly can't say clear cut that it's definitely mutter. However, in cases where there's a great necessity, and shilas come up every year of children who are, for example, on long-term antibiotics and who need to take it as a very great necessity, then maybe as a smith alma, as an extra heter, one with other possibilities, which I mentioned in a moment, one can use it to be as a sad lakuna. So just before I summarize and end off, I'd just like to mention, as I said, this shaila is one that comes up all the time, the liquid medicines where somebody really needs to take them. So the sort of way that we can go about it, and the sort of really, in such a case, each case has to be asked the shaila on its own merit, and each case has to be taken into its own merit. But it's good to be able, on the side of being makel about it, the stodim that one could use to be makel are, first of all, that we're not talking about a valei chometz, because, as I said, the firms themselves, it's rare that a firm will tell you this is definitely from chometz. There are some that will think that it's definitely from chometz. It's not a valei chometz. There's various sources it could come from. A lot of these ingredients come from maize as well, from kidneys. So that's that sad. There's a sad of nishtaneh, and there is a possibility that one can do what one has to. Each person has to discuss with their own rod. But where one has a child who has to take a medicine, where there's a chashash chometz, then there is a possibility of, at least as far as the parents should not be over by the rabbi motzeh, of selling the chometz with your chometz, with instead of selling this medicine, and then allowing the child to use it. That means the guy who has bought the chometz, so to speak, gives permission for the child to use it. The child can take it because the child needs it for his refuah, and there's no chashash if it belongs to the parents, and there's no chashash of being over by the rabbi motzeh. But again, this is something that has been discussed with an individual rov, not all rabbonim are So happy with this Sadin and Mechira, something which has to be discussed. But it is at least a way of, together with all the other Sodom and Mako, of getting around the problem of edible chametz on Pesach. So just as a way of a summary, the points that we've discussed and to bear in mind, as far as these things are concerned, as far as medicines and tablets are concerned, that wherever possible there's a choice, then certainly, as we've seen, tablets are by far much, much easier. Even in the rare, first of all, they're very rare that they do contain any chametz, and in the rare case that if they do contain chametz, it's mixed into an inedible thing, and that will into an inedible ingredient. That in itself is a very strong tzav to be made. So where possible, to use tablets. Where liquids have to be used, and the liquids are mentioned on the list as not being kosher for Pesach, then one has to ask a shayla and to try and get around it in the ways that I've described. I'd also mentioned that because of the constant shaylas about vitamins that have come up year after year, I did make an effort this year to be mavara at least certain vitamins where I've done my best to go into the tahalich hayitzah, to go into the way that they've made the vitamin ingredients and certain vitamins, and I've listed in the book certain companies that produce vitamins that where I've checked into them, and there it seems to be no chashash or comments in them. But there is, of course, kitnius. I didn't go into detail of kitnius in this shiur. It's something discussed a different time. But in general, one, for anything that's been done for refuah purposes, where then even those Ashkenazim who are marked by kitnius is not a problem for anybody who requires it for any sort of refuah purposes, because kitnius is almost impossible to escape from, because if it's not made, if these ingredients are not made from comets, then they're normally made from maize. Possibly rice, but maize is the main one, and maize is part of kitnius. So it will be almost impossible to escape from kitnius on Pesach in any sort of refuah. However, I think I would conclude by giving everybody a brocha that we should not, that this should be relegated only to Torah, not relegated, but I think that this whole year should be we should mechalachal limud Torah davka lishmo, and that everybody should go into a Pesach and not require any trufas or any medicines at all. Should all be well and gesund and have a kosher and a freilich yom.